Good evening.
Blog Talk Radio.
God said, I'm a winner.
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 To the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Good evening, everyone. This is Apostle Cook, and I am so blessed to be here once again on tonight to welcome all of you to All Nations Wednesday Night Bible Study for this Wednesday, April the 20th, 2022. Now, before I turn this over to your anointed host, we just want to welcome you, and I'd like to welcome all of the Spirit Alive servant leaders that are in here tonight and all of you that are on the way. We are just praising God for you. But right now, my brothers and sisters, let me turn you over to your anointed host and the facilitator, as well as the founder of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California, Apostle Zeta Flowers. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, everyone, and thank you, Bishop Cook, for introducing me on tonight. I am excited about what God is doing in the body of Christ. Amen, because he is blessing
Amen.
Us. And when we walk in his ways, walk in obedience, we will truly be blessed. We've been, a couple of Wednesdays ago, I was sharing on prospering God's way, and we are really not prospering unless we are doing things his way. Praise God. So I'm going to talk a little bit about what we talked about and share some of the scriptures again that were shared the last time, but also talk about living a prosperous life, because we can, if we are prospering God's way, we will be living a prosperous life, because we won't be confused about what biblical prosperity is all about. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. I'm just going to start out by, I'm going to have a brief word of prayer, and then we're going to talk about being successful and prosperous God's way. Father God, we just thank you tonight. We thank you for this time. We thank you for this lesson. We thank you for Bishop Cook. We thank you for the Spirit of the Live broadcast. And we ask, Lord, that you would just bless us tonight. We ask, Lord, for your forgiveness. We ask, Lord, that you would forgive us for our shortcomings, our failures, our whatever might not be pleasing to you tonight. We ask that you would forgive us of that, Lord. If there might be any sin in us, that you would forgive us in Jesus' name, that we will always be in right standing with you, because you have made a way for us to be so. All right. Amen. God does want us to prosper, but he wants us to prosper in his way. I'm going to start out by saying that, you know, there are some things that God has really promised for us. He's promised to do, and he will do it, and he is doing it. God loves us. Okay, number one, and I won't go into the reason I can say that, because we've been talking about it quite a bit, and especially on this past Holy Week, on Good Friday and Easter last week, we talked about God's love and all that he did. All right, God will love us. We can count on it. He loves us. He proved it already. God will seek us out. God has a plan for each one of us. God has called us. He has chosen us, and he is preparing us to do his will. So, and also, God will take care of us. We can count on those three things, that he will love us, he will seek us out, he will find us, he will give us instructions. God will take care of us. We can count on it. Now, we need to think about what God might want us to do. So often, people will want to be blessed, and they will go to God to be blessed and ask for his blessings, but then not think about what he has already planned for us to do, or no thought about doing what he may want us to do. So we have to really be careful with that, because God does reign on the just and the unjust. We want to be in that place where he's reigning on us because we've been just. We've been justified. We've been walking upright before him. We've been living a righteous life. We've been seeking him. Praise God. We must seek God also while he may be found. Praise God. Because God does not strive with man always. Now, I'm going to mention some other things, too, that we need to do. We need to be diligent in serving God. Once we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, we've gotten saved, we need to be diligent in the things of God. We need to allow for the Holy Spirit to come in. Hallelujah, to bless us, to teach us, to show us, to lead us, guide us, keep us. We need to seek God in everything and for everything that we desire. We need to seek God in it. So oftentimes people will go about obtaining things in their own way. And that can be dangerous, because if we're walking in self and we're doing things in self, and we're not putting self aside and trusting God in the things that we desire, then we are gaining in the wrong way. You know, it might be looking like we're being blessed, but if we don't get it God's way, it's not really a blessing. Praise God. And it could even turn out to be a curse if we're not careful. So we need to seek God in everything. We need to seek his righteousness. And right there, I'm going to mention the scripture again, Matthew 6:33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all of these things will be added unto us. So we need to look to God for whatever we want in life. Praise God. We need to walk in obedience. And I've said that before. We need to obey God. Just simply obey God. Do what he says to do in his word. We also need to honor God with our own finances, with our own wealth. We need to give back. And we're honoring God in our giving, and so often we miss out because, people want to hold on to what they have. If we always want to hold on to what we have and be stingy and keep things all for ourselves, we're not going to prosper. We can actually lose what we're trying to keep. Praise God. So we want to remember to honor God with our finances. Honor him with your wealth. Honor him what he has blessed you to have. Give according to what you have, what he has given you. All right? We also need to develop our faith. We need to simply trust God. Trust in God. Know that God can do anything but fail. Know that we can't do anything without him. And we also should take note that, if we don't have faith, we can't please God. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we need to have faith, because if we have faith, we're going to trust God. We're not going to be trying to do things on our own. We're not going to make all these plans and agendas and things that goals and things that we desire without consulting God. So we need to go to him. We need to pray. We need to ask God, what would you have me to do? And then when he lets you know, we need to ask God in prayer, how do you want me to go about it? And a good thing to do, and I've done it, and is that when God begins to give you instructions, write them down. Write them down, carry them out to the T. Whatever he tells you to do, just do it. Praise God. And that doing things that way will help us to live a prosperous life. Praise God. Hallelujah. We must have a prayer life. We must really, truly have a prayer life. We must, because if we don't, we're going to just do what we feel like doing or what we think we should do or how we think we should do it or go about it. And we can fail if we don't continue to have a prayer life. And we all should. When we have accepted the Lord Jesus Christ and we're in a Bible teaching church or under a Bible teaching ministry, then we should be instructed by the leaders' prayer life. But suppose you haven't been taught. If you get into the Word of God, he will teach us everything that we need to know. Everything is in the Bible that we need to know. And when we pray, we need to know that God answers. By faith, we know that God answers our prayers. Some other scriptures that I want to mention is Jeremiah 29:11, 13, Deuteronomy verses 1 and 2. We need to focus on some of these scriptures because it helps us and builds us up. So I just went over some of the keys to biblical wealth and prosperity. And we can have it in every part of our life. It's God's will. It's God's desire, praise God, that we prosper, that we walk in abundance, that we have an abundant life. That means that we won't be lacking in anything. We won't miss out on the things that God wants us to have. Praise God. And also Psalm 37:4 says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. And I've experienced that and I've experienced it because what happened is the more I put my trust in God, the more I got into his word, the more I begin to seek God and his righteousness and having a desire to obey God, then what happened was my desires were his. The very thing that I was desiring matched his desires. And then I knew that I was, finally delighting myself in the Lord. And that's how we do it, is we please God by doing what he tells us to do. Praise God. And following him. And over the weekend, or on Sunday, rather, we heard a wonderful message by Bishop Sheridan Cook, letting us know that we need to pick up our cross daily and follow him. And it is so important. Otherwise, we'll miss out. Because if we're not following him, we're going to follow in ways that he's not leading us. We're going to follow others. We're going to pick up others' ideas that may not be godly or our own. Praise God, which is
leads us into self-righteousness, even like the things that we do are right, that the things that we desire are what we should have. And that is not necessarily so. We need to seek God. We need to depend on God. We need to really be in his word and learn more about him. We need to really know him, praise God, and know what he desires for us, praise God. And it's all in the scriptures, praise God. We can't miss, hallelujah. And I was, kind of thinking about some of the ones in the Bible, the people in the Bible that actually prospered. And we know the story about Joseph and how Joseph ended up in Potiphar's house, how Joseph ended up being in charge, how Joseph ended up being a blessing, praise God, hallelujah, because he trusted God, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. You know, we have to think about why we would want to prosper. First of all, we should want to because God wants us to. But then also, we should want to prosper so that we can be a blessing. And if we're prospering, if we're doing what God tells us to do, we are prospering. People try to, there he is, by how much you have or how much money you have in the bank. When we can go to God and ask God for anything we want, we already have it. We already have it in the bank. It's already there. All we have to do is trust him for what we need, and he will grant it. So that's how we prosper. That's how we prosper God's way, rather. Praise God. It's by putting our trust in him. Scripture, and I think it's in Proverbs, it says, don't toil just to acquire wealth. It says that the greedy stirs up conflict, but those who trust in the Lord will prosper. And we will. That is true. We will prosper because our trust is in God. It's not in anyone else. It's not in ourselves. It's not in what we have. It's not what we have achieved. But it's our trust in God. And the 23rd Psalm says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I shall not want. I can say it for a fact. I haven't been wanting for anything. Praise God, because I'm trusting his word. I'm trusting him and his word, and I know that his word is true. Praise God, and I know that I don't have to want. And it's a blessing. It's a blessing when we arrive there. And it's a blessing that we can know by faith, you know, and we're not, you know, trusting what we see, or having lack of trust in what we don't see. When we trust God, we're really trusting him by faith, and we know, praise God, that if he says, I shall not want, I shall not want. And so we should be experiencing that in the body, those of us in the body of Christ, we should be experiencing these things. We should know that when we pray and we ask God to do something for us, it's going to be done. Oftentimes, it's done instantly. This past Sunday, Easter Sunday, we had a hot water heater. All of a sudden, just started making a very loud noise. I was very thankful that it was at the end of the broadcast on Sunday, because it was making such a terrible noise, you could even hear it all outside in every room in the house, all over the place. And so we were actually thinking about going out to another church, and I began to feel like maybe I need to stay put, maybe I need to call somebody. And then I thought about it being Easter, who's coming out to fix the hot water heater on Easter. I begin to just pray. I begin to pray and ask God to move in that situation. But now, it may sound strange to some people, but we can go to God for with anything and for any reason. And when I begin to pray, all of a sudden, all of that noise stopped. And it was very loud. It just seemed like any moment the hot water heater was going to blow. And then it instantly stopped. The noise, everything. I washed clothes today. And actually, everything is fine. I don't hear any noise at all. I mean, none. The hot water heater is quiet. You know, I'm just saying that, sharing that, to let you know that God takes care of everything. He takes care of us. He takes care of that he has blessed us to have. He takes care of that he has for us that we have not yet received. It's ours. Whatever God has given us is ours. He also gives back to us that we have lost, that's been taken away from us. Praise God. Hallelujah. He promised that, to give back, hallelujah, all that the cancer woman ate. Everything that has been taken away, God gives back to us. We don't always know the reasons why certain things were taken, but we do know that God is the giver of all good things, and he will give back to us what he wants us to have. Praise God. He will go even beyond that and give us what we desire. We serve a great God, a wonderful God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I'm going to read out Jeremiah. I'm going to read a few scriptures. Actually, I'm going to go to Joshua first. Joshua. I'll go to chapter 1. Well, I'm going to read from 6. 6 verse. At least the 8th verse. It says, be strong and of good courage, for unto this people shall thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Praise God. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Praise God. Now that's speaking to us as well. Hallelujah. This is back in the time that Joshua became Moses' successor. Praise God. It was time for Moses. It was time for Joshua to step in. Praise God. Hallelujah. And he was successful because he obeyed God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So, and then the 8th verse is, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate, praise God, therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Praise God. So our good success comes out of our prosperity that God supplies to his people when we walk in obedience, when we acknowledge him in all the things that we do, when we seek after righteousness, when we honor him with what he has given us by giving of our own substance. And when we do, we're planting seeds. And those seeds grow and those seeds multiply. And we see the fruit, praise God, of our labor and of our giving. And then we continue to have faith in God and trust him. We continue to have a prayer life. And this is how we can live a prosperous life. Praise God. Putting all of our faith and trust in the Lord. Because we can trust him. You know, he's not going to fail us. Praise God. So we are able to trust God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to read Deuteronomy. Let's go to the 28th chapter of Deuteronomy. And Deuteronomy 1, verse 1 says, "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations." Praise God. Hallelujah.
Excuse me. Sorry. A car just came by screeching. Okay. I'm going to read that again. "And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shalt thou be in the city, and blessed shalt thou be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body, and the fruit of thy ground, and the fruit of thy cattle, the increase of thy kind, and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. Blessed shalt thou be when thou comest in, and blessed shalt thou be when thou goest out. The Lord shall cause these enemies that rise up against thee," praise God, and the enemy does, praise God, "to be smitten before thy face. They shall come out against thee one way and flee before thee seven ways." Praise God. Hallelujah. When our enemy comes against us, that's how fast the enemy will try to get away from us. Hallelujah. He will flee. Praise God. And the Bible lets us know that if we draw nigh unto God and resist the devil, he will flee from us. Okay? So we don't want to give him any space. We don't want to give him any room. Praise God. We want to always walk with our armor on, which Ephesians, the 6th chapter, starting with the 12th verse. There's scriptures in there that you could read that lets us know, praise God, that we can be protected against the enemy because he's trying to take away from us. Hallelujah. He's trying to harm us. He's trying to kill us. Hallelujah. And steal from us, even sometimes before we even receive it. He's right there trying to steal our blessings. But praise God, if we're dressed for the battle, hallelujah, he can't take away what God has given us. Praise God. Okay, the 8th verse says, "The Lord shall command the blessing upon thee in thy storehouses and in all that thou settest thy hand unto." Praise God. "And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth you." Hallelujah. So you'll be blessed where you are, wherever you are, wherever you go. Hallelujah. Wherever you live. 9th verse, "The Lord shall establish thee an holy people unto himself, as he has sworn unto thee. if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. And all of the earth shall see that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because they'll know where your trust is. Your trust is in God. Hallelujah. And the 11th verse says, and the Lord shall make thee plenteous in goods, in the fruit of thy body. Hallelujah. Healthy. Hallelujah. And in the fruit of thy cattle, whatever you own, it will be blessed. Hallelujah. The fruit of thy ground, whatever you plant. Hallelujah. It's going to grow. It's going to be bountiful. It's going to be fruitful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the Lord, the 12th verse says, the Lord shall open unto thee his good treasure, the heaven, to give rain unto thy land in his season, not all seasons, but in his season, and to bless the work of thy hand, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, and thou shalt not borrow. Praise God. That's such a wonderful place to be in. When we come to that place where we're no longer borrowing, but we're lending, we're giving. Praise God. It's a blessing. Hallelujah. That to me is prosperity. And the Lord shall make thee the head and not the tail, and thou shalt be above only, and thou shalt not be beneath. Praise God. If thou hearken unto the commandments of the Lord thy God, which I command thee this day to observe and to do them, and thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day to the right hand or to the left, to go after other gods, to serve them. Praise God. And oftentimes, people that desire to prosper will go after other gods in order to get what they think is prosperous, or a way that they can live a prosperous life. Praise God. So that's not God's way. We need to depend upon him, trust him, believe him, know that his word is true. Praise God, know that his promises are yea and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I was thinking about Abraham and Sarah and how God blessed them in their barrenness. God will bless us in our barrenness. When it looks bleak and, you know, and it seems like we don't have, and, you know, if we put all of these things in practice to do the will of God, he's already promised to do what he said he would do. And he said that he would prosper us. Hallelujah. He would bless us. Hallelujah. That the blessings would come upon us and overtake us. Hallelujah. They would be so plentiful. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Isn't that wouldn't that be a wonderful place to be? Hallelujah. Okay, well, we're there. We're there. That's where he's taking us. Hallelujah. He's taking us, in that way to live a prosperous life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And living a prosperous life is a great witness for God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now I'm going to read Jeremiah 29 and 11. That was one of the scriptures that I had chosen. It said, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. Hallelujah. And I will be found of you, saith the Lord. And I will turn away your captivity, and I will gather you from all nations, and from the places whither I have driven you, saith the Lord. And I will bring you again into the place whence I caused you to be carried away captive. Hallelujah. Because you have said, the Lord has raised us up, prophets in Babylon. Hallelujah. So God has, he has promised all of this to us. Hallelujah. So we need not even think that, praise God, hallelujah, that God didn't have these great thoughts for us, even in the beginning, hallelujah, to bless us and to prosper us so that we can walk in his ways and live a prosperous life. Amen. I'm going to close turning this back over to Bishop Shirlene Cook for comments of any of the listeners. Amen.
Amen, and glory to God. What a powerful part two of prospering God's way. Hallelujah. Now, if you are sitting in the studio and you would like to ask a question or make a comment, you may do so, excuse me, by pressing 1 on the keypad of your telephone, and that will let me know that you would like to have a word or touch and agree, hallelujah. And if you're in our chat room and you have a question, please type it now. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for that powerful teaching, part two of that teaching, Apostle. And you hit so many things right on the head, you know, you hit the nail on the head in so many arenas because we just have way too many people that are in positions of service that are wanting to be prosperous. And when you say they, you know, to the point where they make other things their God, that's exactly right, because in essence what they're doing is they're making pride their God. They're making greed their God.
Yes.
You know, they're making one-upsmanship their God.
Yes.
You know, they're making deceit their God.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime, like you said, anytime we're trying to prosper outside of the will of God, we're not prospering at all. And anytime we want to, you know, and what I really like what you said was, you know, a lot of people want God to add unto them. You know, Lord, give me this. Lord, give me that. And then they love quoting, seek ye first the kingdom of God, but they want to skip over that part. And his righteousness.
Amen.
The word of God declares and decrees that you have never seen the righteous
forsaken,
nor their seed begging bread. So people, you know, they want to, like, again, it's like I said on Sunday, we love praying the first half of some of these prayers.
Yeah.
But we don't want to be real enough to pray the second half of those prayers.
Amen.
Or live the second half of those prayers. Mm-hmm. Or put ourselves in a position where we can truly prosper from the Lord.
Yeah.
We have too many people seeking positions of entitlement instead of humbly accepting positions of service.
Yes, amen. Amen.
All of that, so you brought out all those wonderful examples of how people are trying to prosper, but, you know, it's not the correct way. And, you know, and as you showed us, it is God's desire for us to prosper.
Yes.
He tells us over and over again. You know, people are walking around making shame their God when God says we were accepted before the foundation of the world. And you, I just heard you say tonight, when you are a child of the living God, you don't have to worry about what people are going to think about you, because they should be worried about what you say, what you thinking about them.
Amen. Amen.
You know? You know what I'm saying? I heard you say in the word that if you, when you're a child of God, they will fear you, not the other way around.
That's right. Amen.
And I heard you say tonight that we would be blessed in the city, in the field, everywhere we go. There's
yeah.
not a place that can't yeah. be reached by God's grace in order for us to prosper.
Right.
So you brought that all the way
yeah.
on out. Okay, I'm over here feeling really mighty good. Okay, I'm just wanting to say hallelujah. Amen. Now, I see my sister, Evangelist Michelle. Bless her heart. She told me earlier
Praise
she
God.
Was going to be up in the house. And as always,
Praise
I acknowledge all servant leaders in the house. But now, hallelujah, I don't know everyone. So if you truly want to have a word tonight, please, and to ensure that you get to speak, please press your one at this time. Hallelujah. And please don't charge your sister Bishop's head. You know, and not a heart, because, you know, I see a lot of numbers in here. So, Evangelist Michelle, sweetheart, do you feel like having the word on tonight?
Pastor Zeta, I just need to let you know that I appreciate all the time and effort that you put into this lesson. I mean, your delivery was amazing, and I
yes.
got so much out of it, and I really appreciate you. God bless you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, and God
Amen.
Bless you,
That's
too.
What I'm
I love
talking
you.
About. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. You know, my sister said something earlier today that, you know, and I said amen then, and I can really say amen now. She said, you know what? There's nothing better than hearing a word that gets you all stirred up and touches your soul and has you talking about it for days on end. You know, and that's what this word did tonight, because, oh, you know my heart said and my mind said, Mother Apostle Zeta Flowers, you know how I am.
Amen.
And you know that I don't have anything, but I feel more blessed, more prosperous than all the Bill Gates, Donald Trumps, movie stars, athletes, doctors and lawyers put together.
Amen.
Because we have Jesus. We have Jesus.
Yes.
And when
yes.
you have Jesus, when you have Jesus,
everything.
You got everything. And look, not only
Amen.
Do you have everything, but you have the best of everything.
The best. Yes.
The very best, Apostle. The very best.
That's
what
right.
I heard you say. So let me send this message on home, because we don't want to be remiss. Listen,
that's right.
If you're sitting in here tonight and you've been trying to prosper your own way, now I'm going to keep it, you know, we keep it real up in here. Maybe you've been trying to sell drugs. Maybe, you know, you've been out there running them streets doing some other things. You've been boosting some things. Maybe, you know, you've been out there trying to manipulate other people into so they can
mm-hmm.
give you something for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but I came to tell you tonight, there's good news for you. God truly wants to prosper you. But the only
yeah.
way he can prosper you, there's only one way that he can prosper you, and that's through having a relationship with his son Jesus, by having faith
Amen.
In his son Jesus,
Amen.
By going to his
yeah.
son Jesus and saying, you know what? Look, I believe with all that is within me that you are the Son of the living God, and I'm coming before you right now asking for you to forgive me of my sin.
Yes.
Come into my life and save me. And ain't no, and let me explain something else to you. You a brand new baby Christian. Nobody expects you to be standing up and, oh, Lord, created me a clean heart. Okay, you're a baby Christian. Look, just go up there and tell God what you have to tell him with a sincere heart. And just let him know that you believe that he is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who died for
Amen.
Your sin. And you want to turn your life over to him. You want to prosper the way he wants you to prosper, because you know his way. You might not know a lot about him, but you come to, you know enough about him to know his ways are the best ways.
Amen.
Because if you follow us, if you follow any of us here up on Spirit Alive, that's all you're going to hear us telling you, don't listen to me. Check the word. No, don't follow me. Follow Jesus.
That's right.
Okay.
Amen.
No. You're not serving me. Your commitment
that's
is
right.
not to me. It's to the Lord.
Mm.
Oh, what? Oh, no. We don't have personalities here. We're a family ministering the
Amen.
Word of God with the hope that lives may be transformed, not into many me's, not into likenesses of us. We're not preaching ourselves, but we're preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, the one who can truly prosper us, the one that owns all things. Knows all things, can provide all things.
That's right.
And without him, we can do nothing. So
That's
when
right.
you give your life over to him, what you have just done is placed yourself in his receiving line.
Yeah,
you placed yourself in his receiving line. See, when you turn your life over to him, hallelujah, you're in that receiving line of salvation, that receiving line for grace and mercy, that receiving line for joy and peace, that receiving line for love, that receiving line for when the hard times come. Hallelujah, you're going to have that receiving line of the long suffering. Hallelujah, you're going to have that receiving line of patience. You're going to learn how to wait on God for yourself. You're going to wait on God to prosper. You're going to wait on God to tell you how you need to be prospered, when you need to be prospered, and by whom you need to be prospered with.
Yeah.
Because, see, somebody needs to understand this here tonight, too. Everybody can't go where God is going to take you.
Right. Amen.
Okay. They don't understand your success. They don't understand your blessings. They're not going to understand nothing that God is doing in you. And because they're so busy looking at what God is doing in you, they're going to be missing what they're supposed to be doing for God.
All right.
Because they're trying to prosper.
Amen.
Well, if they can do this, I'm going to do that. Well, if they preach like this or teach like this, I'm going to preach like this or preach or teach like that. Or I'm going to pray like this or I'm going to pray like that because I want to be seen as the Most High. The only one we should want to be seen as the Most High is Jesus.
Yes, yes.
So if you pray that, you know, if you prayed that prayer, oh, Lord, you prayed that sinner's prayer, you went before the Lord and you sincerely asked him to come into your life and save you and come into your life so that he could use you, and you want to stand, you ready to come into his receiving line so that you might prosper as your soul prospers, then again, as I heard Apostle Zeta, this is why she's an apostle. She told you. Get into a Bible teaching, Christ-centered and Christ-serving organism, whether it be church or ministry.
That's right.
And then you need to study to show yourself approved. And not, when I say study to show yourself approved, let me just insert right here, that does include prayer.
Amen.
Okay. Because sometimes we got to take that word to the Lord in prayer as we contemplate, as we think about, as we reason with. We got to go, you know, as we're trying to prosper, as our souls prosper, we got to go through the process.
Amen.
So, Apostle Zeta,
Amen.
I just want to thank you, because you got some good thoughts stirred up in here on tonight.
Yeah.
And
God.
I just, you know, and you know, and I, what I praise God most about you is everything you do unto the glory of God. You do so that others might prosper. You do so
Amen.
That others might be encouraged. You do so
That's
that
it.
Others might be brought up a little bit higher in the word and
Amen.
In their walk.
Amen.
And see, I know
yes.
for a fact, according to the word of God, that God is pleased with that. And I want you to know, I, for one, am always blessed by your teachings. I'm with my sister, Evangelist Michelle, when I say I love your delivery. I love how you teach precept upon precept. I just want to thank you, dear Lord. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I want to just thank you for everything that we have heard on tonight. Lord, we thank you for every new convert and every person that rededicates themselves. And Lord, every person that has come to the realization that prospering only in, to truly prosper, they must prosper in you the way that you would have
yes.
them to prosper, when you
yes.
want them to
yes.
prosper, and how you want them to prosper. And Lord, hallelujah, let them learn how to say, Father God, I'm satisfied. I'm grateful for what you're doing right now, because whatever
yes.
you're doing, it's more than enough. Hallelujah, whatever
yes.
you're supplying,
yes.
it's more than enough. It's more
yes.
than I could do by myself, Father God, because
yes.
what you do is lasting. So Lord, do in me
yes.
something that will last for all of eternity. I heard Mother
yes,
Apostle
yes.
Father God say, hallelujah, he has not chosen, we have not chosen him, but he has chosen us so that we
mm-hmm.
can bear fruit,
that's
so that
right.
our fruit should remain.
Yes, yes.
That's prosperity
yes.
right there.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
You know, if you know, the word of God says, you know, if we abide in him and he abides in us, and if we stay connected to that vine, hallelujah, then we're going to get everything we need, all the watering we
yes.
need,
yes.
all the nourishment we need, everything we need, we're going to get, because we're connected
right.
directly to the source of life,
yes.
and not just life, eternal life. So Apostle Zeta, again, thank you for that beautiful teaching, Father God. I just want to thank you for her, pour back into her as she is poured out onto us tonight, oh God. Bless, continue to bless the work of her hands. Bless her ministry. Bless everyone that was listening, Father God. Help
yes,
them to recognize
Jesus.
That they are already prosperous. They don't have to
yes,
strive for
yes.
prosperity, but they already
right.
have that in you. Lord God, I want to, we just pull down that spirit of pride and that spirit of need to
yes.
please and that spirit of
yes.
wanting to be seen as the best. And
yes.
Lord, that spirit of wanting to have things over you, Lord God, we just pull it down right now, Lord. And we just loose your word, Lord. We just loose the power
yes.
of prayer right now in the name of Jesus. And
in
because all that we do unto your glory, Lord. So just continue
yes.
to use us, Lord. Continue to
yes.
use us to encourage and to equip, Father God, as you would
yes.
have us to. We just want to edify,
yes.
Lord. We just want to build up your people, not
mm-hmm.
tear them down. Because, Lord God,
yes.
that's what you have called us to do.
Yes.
So in the name of Jesus,
yes.
we pray it all. Amen. You have
Amen.
Been listening to the to All Nations Bible Study for this Wednesday, April the 20th. 2022 with your beautiful host, Apostle Zeta Flowers. We pray that you continue to follow us here on the Spirit Alive Network. We also pray that you continue, hallelujah, to acknowledge Christ in all that you do, and
yes.
from our household to yes. your household. It is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, and God bless you from all of us here at the Spirit Alive Network. And All Nations Wednesday night Bible study with Apostle Zeta Flowers. Good night, and God bless you. Thank you, everyone that was in the house, for listening. God bless you. Good night, everyone.
Amen.
Wonderful,
Good night.
Wonderful program. Good night, everybody.
Love you.
Love you all.
Amen.